Welcome back, folks, to the second segment of our 90s musical adventure. I'm Adrian.
I'm Anthony. And in this segment, we have a Canadian assault. It's all Canadian, and it's all awesome.
Really?
Yep. When it came to 90s alternative, we killed it. And we're going to prove that with this segment, starting off with Holly McNarland.
Your need for love makes you easy prey. you're sleeping without the dreams. Without you, nothing defines me when I'm slipping away. It's only you that can find me. And I'm over my head again, I'm falling from men to women. And I wanna know.
All right, that's Moist with Resurrection. Before that, we had Trouble Charger with Brand New Low and kicked it off with Holly McNarland and Numb.
I have to say, this is a really weird situation where Holly McNarland made music at the same time as David Bowie, except better. I don't know what to tell you. It could be that when it comes to this kind of alternative rock sort of thing in the 90s, Canada was pretty much the best place that was making this kind of tunes. In the US, it kind of went downhill. Alt rock turned into new metal, and you know, you got the Limp Bizkits of the world coming out. In Europe, they were kind of going towards very pop heavy dance music, and the US, you know, pretty much all the good new music that, or rather great new music that came out in this period was various kinds of hip hop. So I think Canada pretty much dominated the world when it comes to this stuff at this time.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not even putting on a lot of the obvious stuff like the Sarah McLachlan's and the Alanis Morissette's and the Our Lady Pieces.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. That's it for the first half of this show. Back with the second half after this.